Rabbis are going on. Halacha is now doing Hilchos Pesach. Learning is Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla Besoch Shor Chulei Yisrael. Says the Nitta Gabriel. Shloshim Yom from Ha Pesach. Sholim beHilchos Pesach Kodel Pesach Shloshim Yom. You ask on the Hilchos of Pesach 30 days before Pesach. The Hainu Miyom HaPurim Atzum of Eilich. From Purim itself onwards, Kadei sheyu ha'om bekiyum b'hilchos sov, so everybody should be boki in the halachas. V'yedu hamasa sheyasun, they should know what they should be doing. B'doros ha'achronim, eino agim nidrosh lo shviyun kodem. In previous generations, they never used to darshan 30 days beforehand. Lefi shakol kosa b'sefer, because it's all written in the sefer. Ach mikol moka mitzvah al kol echad ve'echad. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah on each person, Sheilmud, Hilchas HaRegel, they should learn Halachas of the Yontov, some of the Regel, close to Yontov, Ashe Boki Bohem, till he's an expert in the Vieda Amas Ashe Yasso, she'll know what to do. So it doesn't just go with Pesach, although I think the original phrase is to do with Pesach, we say every Yontov, 30 days beforehand, you learn the Halachas. And we learned yesterday about Purim. So we had yesterday Purim, so really Purim should be from Tu B'Shvat. And when you come to Rosh Chodesh Adar, you said Marbim B'Simcha. So if you say part of the Simcha is part of the Halachas, it's Marbim at that point. So it should really be Simcha from Tu B'Shvat onwards. And when you get to Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar, you get even greater Simcha. To always be B'Simcha, whatever happens. Kol Shloshim Yom Menakrim. For all the 30 days, one clears out, one tidies up all the rooms, the whole house. And one rinses all the kelim, and a chometz from any chometz. And one checks out, one gets rid of chometz in any place where it might have got stuck. Started at the Torahway Northwest London, Monday, Yud Zayin Adar, 17th of March, Rav Dudi Rosenberg, Shlita Gems on the Haggadah. This week's Torah is sponsored by Mr. Yechestel Ebert, the Chavod Simus of Mitzvah of Menachem Ebert, and there you are, last Shabbos, and the Christian and Hohel of the Kainov, the Rav Nachas, Yemenu Mekol Yatzeichel Atzehem, the Lizchus, Hashuim, and the Chayolim, and the Milchamo, Shachzul of Atzehem, the Shalom, and the Hero.
Umayin. When the Beis Yisur, the Heilige Kerev, who was a child, he saw his father, the Imre Emes, donning his kittel before the Seder. He asked his father, "Why are you wearing a kittel?" The Imre Emes responded, "Yontov kriegt me neue Kleider. Yontov, we get new clothes. Misachtin geben soll sie nicht schmutzig machen. Be careful not to get them soiled, dirty," which is a metaphor best explained in the words of the Nuvi Zecharia on Naftoira to Shabbos Chanukah, Runi B'Simchi Basir. The Nuvi says, "Ehu siri abgudim atzoyim mayulov, re'ai avinechu mayulechu v'halbayish oischu machlutzois." See, says the Eibishter, in the name of the Nuvi, "I have removed your iniquity from upon you and had you clothed in fresh garments." So said the Heilige Imre Emes, it's up to us to keep them clean. And therefore explains on the outset why Kaddish precedes Irchatz, because normally there's a Sumerava, say Toiv, we first of all remove what is unclean before we start to sanctify ourselves. But here the Eibishter, with his supreme sanctity, he washes and cleanses his nation on the night of Pesach and seeks to purify them, even Shaloi Kesidro. Before we get to Pesach, we pass Shabbos Hagudel. And there's a very interesting chinuch insight there from the Chayeshev Sofer, because the Balagud always starts off, Yuchol Rosh Chodesh, maybe I should start saying the Aguda from Rosh Chodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh Nissen. And then he goes on to say, Barvize lo yumarti elo b'shush yesh matzu imuroi menuchem lefunechu. And if you're sitting at the Shabbos table and there's no matzu imuro, you still got chalas and gefilte fish there, it doesn't really bite well with the words of the Balagude. So now we understand a little why the Vilna Gur and the Gru forbade, in fact, he outlawed the recital of Agude on Shabbos Agudel for that very reason. But the depth to it is that with children, it's not don't do as I do as I say, because otherwise we would say, we say the Agude, but no. You can't say the Aguda and actually hit the mark unless you're performing the things that it says in the Aguda. So if you've got the Abukoises and the Matzahs and the Mura and everything, Lufanechu, Beshu, Sheyesh, Matzu, Imura, Menucha, Lufanechu, then you are a role model for children, which is the essence of the night. And your child will take note of you. But if you're just saying the words, but the rest of the detail is not there, and therefore, on the back of that, the Vilna Gaon was not in favor of reciting the even half the Aguda on Shabbos Agudel. But in the Einer Lo Zaminik, I also say Shabbos Agudel, Aguda like everybody else. You know that, speaking on the subject of Aguda, altogether, things sell best in the worlds of advertising when they're new. Even cornflakes, if they put in a spoon less of sugar, then suddenly it becomes Kellogg's new. Same thing goes with cars, the latest model. Why they change the back light with 2 millimeters shorter and the front strip of the bumper goes now 1 millimeter lower and you say, ah, that's the new model. New trousers. Narrow at the bottom, wide at the bottom, with turn-ups, without turn-ups, hats, wider, narrower, else new. So the Heilige Rapshit, so the same applies to Agudas or Pesach. Lahavdl. But why do you have to have new Agudas every year? You go into the bookstores, go up and down, you'll see a Nay Aguda, noch Aguda, noch Aguda, now from this Aguda, from this one. So he said that there's a concept called Yeridas Hadoiras. And therefore he quipped that last year's Rusha is probably this year's Chucham. So this year's Chucham. It was last year was the Rusha, but by the time it comes to this year, he's already, like we can see, as Nisht Devusi Gewesen, the Rebbe before, is the Rebbe Hand, and not the one who was the Rosh Hashiva before, was the Rosh Hashiva today. Yeah, so therefore, on the basis of that, you have to have new Agudas to update constantly who. And so let us commence the Seder of the Nacht of Pesach. We are Shloshim Yoyim Kodem Achag, and we'll start introducing some thoughts and some ideas. There's a Pusik in Tilem, Pusik in Tachzum in Chovov, which says, Echatz b'niko yoyin kapai v'asoyvevu es mizbachacho Hashem. Which superficially reads, I will wash my hands in purity before I go around circling your Mizbeach, Boin Shlodem. The push, the meaning of the Tiller means that I should have the Kichapayim with our life off. But it's a nice remez for the beginning of the Seder that Echatz B'Nikoyen Kapai is referring to the purity of the hands, which is doubled up on the night of Pesach. We start off with the Rechatz and we finish off with Rochzu, which is unusual for the Nikoyon of Kapai, for the purity of the hands. Ve'asoyvavu is again something circular, again referring to the Kare, which is circular. Es Mizbachachu, Hashem, Mizbachachu is nice Shetayvus of Muroy, Zroya, Baitzu, Haroises and Kapas, and if you want, the Chazeres doubles up again on the Ches, So you've got them all there. Vasovavos Mizbachacho Hashem, going round in the circular kare. I have the Mizbachacho, which are the various elements which are adorning it. Beitzer. So the Seder night essentially infuses the concept of a minna. And it's worth thinking about that although those activities, yeah, take a potato, dip it in salt water, take the mura, dip it in chroises, take the middle matzah, break it in two, they seem mechanical, ritualistic, maybe even just symbolic, but one has to remember that the implementation of those acts essentially affects mamish the olam ha'elyonim, the heavens and the worlds above. Last week we said the Megillah and we said the words Vayavo and Mordechai. When Mordechai, the word Vayavo, so the Tefer Shlema picks up on that those nights which he made the fast were the nights of Seidenacht, of Pesach. And therefore there was a profound meaning there. He was trying to say to the Rebbein Shlolom in a message, okay, it's Lahashmid, Laharig, Laabba, Deskola, Yehide, Minav, Azukain. And then what will be, to come on the night of Pesach, and the heavens will be open, and the Maluchim will be waiting, the Arba Koises, Mura, Matzah, Halal, Haguda, was it Zan? Gunish. Bankrupt. Because the Eden are fasting now. You know why the Eden are fasting? If they're going to be destroyed, that's what you can readily expect will be the outcome of the future Pesachs, because there won't be anybody to say it. So Vayave Motcha, so when we know that when we do these rituals, that these things have a very, very strong, powerful, and meaningful effect up in the heavens above. So let's start the side. Numbers, big time. Yeah, finishing with the numbers, Shloshim Yedaya, Arbam Yedaya, Hamishim Yedaya. But numbers have got a very, very place in the forefront of the Aguda. Three matzahs. What was three matzahs? Avuam, Yitzchak, Yankov, Koyen, Laivi, Yisuel, alle Kinder lechlendus. But also you've got the Imuas present. How do you have the four Imuas? Because they've got four Koises. Very nice. What Shachas? Imuas with the Koises. Very nice. Because the first one is the one of Kiddush, which is the first quest. What do we say? Asher Baruch Avuni Mikolom. What is Asher Baruch Avuni Mikolom? Zuk the Heilige Shlu. Suru. The first one was Megayeres Es Hanushim. Ves Hanefesh Asher Usi Buchuron. Asher Baruch Avuni Mikolom. Bringing them into the collection of Klal Yisrael. Brings us to the second one, which is Rivko, who came from the house of Besiel and the house of Luvon, and we start off Maschil Bignis and Messiah Bishvach with the words Mitchilu Hoye Oivdavoidazur as of Sign in Mitzrayim. Yet, who are the Oivdavoidazur, the original ones? Her parents, her father, Rivko. So, therefore, the second course, which starts off the Maschil Bignis and Messiah Bishvach, is perfectly appropriate for her. Brings us to the third one, which is Ruchelimaini. Ruchelimaini had the most significant son, which stood, and he was Zonne Mefarnes Esakoli, sustained the entire world from his place in Mitzrayim, and everybody came to him in order to survive. And therefore, the third course, which is on Birchas Hamuzoin, when we say Hazon Esu Oilam Kiloi Betivoi Vechain Vechesed Verachamim, is beautifully associated with the third of the Imuas, namely Ruchel. And who was the first person to say Hallel, which is the fourth course? None other than, of course, Layo, who said, when Yehida was born, Hapam, Oides Hashem. So she understood how to praise and give Lord and to exalt the Rebbein Shlolem, which is very appropriate for the words of Hallel, which is the fourth course, which is symbolic of Layo. We'll move on gradually, we can't cover it all, but with just a little flavor, a little taste of Hu Lach Mo'anyu. So, Hu Lach Mo'anyu, the Achulu Avu Sunu Avu M'saim Mitzrayim. We won't go into the Aramaic part with the Maluchim, because these are Let's just remember that we break the middle matzah. The middle matzah is called Levi. And there's a reason why we break it. So the Gemara says, because the poor man is, which is called Lechem Oini, Dakoi Shel Uni Beprisu, the poor man is always symbolized with a half a loaf of bread. We're always setting aside something for later because you never know what tomorrow brings. He has two neighbors though. One on top, one below. One on top is a Kohen, one below him is Yisur. Shiny eat, ganze matzah, nothing missing, they're all there. What sort of feeling does Mr. Levi have being next to and neighbors to the successful, perfect and full Shchainem, Mr. Kohen and Mr. Yisur? Leaves him in a stickle an nebuch. A halbe zerbrochene matzah next to the two others. But the truth is that he's not. Why not? Because he's not really missing a half. Neither is he less than the other two full ones. The truth is that the part that is missing is called tzofun. It's hidden for future time. But part of him is present right now. Now look at this. Fascinatingly and almost ironically, that because this matzah is broken, therefore he became the celebrity of the whole evening. And everything that you say is again lechem oini, because the other meaning is lechem she'oinim ulov devurim harbe. And therefore this half a matzah is almost saturated with devurim shebekedisha. Nochemul uncover, nochemul cover, uncover, nochemul cover. So this matzah is there testifying the words of the Aguda, and this is our broken matzah Levi again. So much is expounded over this half matzah that this matzah Levi, our lechem oini, is the real McCoy. That's the authentic matzah we refer to. And there, again, halachically speaking, the Oraisa factor in being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Achidas Matzah, is on him, the broken matzah. The two others can hope, these two perfect neighbors, Mr. Kohen and Mr. Yisrael, to achieve a Chivat Rabunon of Lechem Mishneh. And at best, they could get a part of the Hillel sandwich that they'll become like the Yisrael does for Koirach, that we use that one. But the one which is the is Mekiyim on the middle matzah, that broken one, that one which is called Levi. That's Lechem She'oinim Ulov Devurim Harbe. There's a milsim lebedichas which we say on the man who said Hulach Mu'anyu Tiachula Vesunu, and they say that he's a very, very wealthy man, and he's got this beautiful fortress and his palace, which he's guarding very carefully and preciously, so that he's, nobody really was nehene from him, because he was known, renowned Karge Hind, what we call in English a miser. And he's sitting there at the side of the table, and he's speaking to all the people, his wife and his one son that he's got there at the table, and he's saying to them, everybody who's here should come and enjoy. And the son had enough, so he said, stops a second, says, listen, Dad, let's call a spade a spade. Yeah, nobody passes the threshold of your house to eat anything. Never mind, kol dechfin yaisa v'yaychel. And the last Mashiach, they had to go and try to cross the barbed wire over the side of the wall, and the dog came out and got him, so he left without his trousers. So, Memaila, you're speaking about kol dechfin yaisa v'yaychel, was haxting koparan. And the father says to his son, zindele shrekste chasegi, the Balagud emphatech, the Balagud answers to you, Avudim, who yini lefare b'mitzrayim. He says, ma paragoizev aine mekayim, af ani kain. So therefore, it's a shvire kasha. So then, we go on from there to the Manishtan. The Manishtano is four keen observations, which are answered by what we would call a very open-ended general answer of if we medayek and we look a little bit more in detail, then he asks very clearly, and all year round, he has us, we eat everything, and on tonight, only matzah. And tonight, it's specifically a dugish on mure. Very, very clear, definitive questions. And what do we answer? I asked you four questions. So you'll see that at the end of the Aguda we answer them in greater detail. But the master, now this is the answer. This is what the Baal Aguda is answering, is how does one satisfy the other? There's a very simple and profound answer from Reb Nachman Breslover, and he says, ganz pushet. In the four kashas, there is a conflict of themes. Two of the questions, which are speaking about behaviors which are associated with slavery, namely matzah, which is the lechem oini, murah, which is to remind us of the bitterness that we endured, are all associated with avdus. On the other hand, says the Baal Aguda, that there's two other questions which are associated with freedom. One of them is matbilim. We take things and we behave like a wealthy man, and we dip and we show. We've got all these various different foods. And we've also got the Indian of kilunim sibin. We lean back in our chairs. We are shiny eat, like we've... So what is it? You've got here two mixed messages. Is tonight freedom? Was tonight bondage? What's it going to be? This is l'cha'ora within the question of the four kashas. But now with the answer of the Baal Aguda, Sutra Reb Nachman, yeah, you've got it very simply in a very succinct answer. Avudim huyini lefara b'mitzrayim, they are both here. We are celebrating the slavery, and that is in the words of Avudim huyini lefara b'mitzrayim, but concurrently, we are also celebrating the liberation. And that's why the next word of the Baal Aguda is Vayotzi Aini Hashem Mishom Mishtai Delushen B'yod Chazuku B'zroya Netiyu. So if you look in the answer of the Baal Aguda, he has answered very clearly the four kashas, the mixed message, the slavery, the bondage, and at the same time, the liberation and the freedom, and it's all there in the one answer if you look carefully. Right. Then you've got Lailu, as the Indian of Lailas is very much Pachola Lailas, 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 Pachola Lailas, Einu Niochim, Pachola Lailas, because Lailu is essentially darkness. And darkness, we know, is very much associated with Gulus, exile. And now we are asking, the Baal Aguda is saying, there seems to be an endless and eternal exile. This one drags on and on in the darkness. Zuk the Heilige Tefer Shloim again, that before we say the four kashas, it says, Kan HaBen Shoil, which means that this is the Lushan of the Gemur, if I'm not mistaken. This is where the son asks. The son asks means the son makes a request. The son makes a request means that he is asking of his father in heaven, to the Vini Shebashmaim, before he asks those four kashas, the Kana Ben Shel, do this is the opportunity, this is the opening for you to ask, to request, that now we ask, Man Ishtanu Halailu Hazem Mikol Halailas, why is this darkness, this exile, so long and different to all the other predecessing exiles that were there? They had an end, they had the conclusion. This one seems to be one Lailu Arichte, a long night. Zug der Heilige Tzeh Shloime, Vakan HaBen Shoyal means now is opportunity to ask the Rebbein Shlulam that in the same way he liberated Eden then from Mitzrayim, is a time for him to take us out of this long gulus. Now, if you medayik in the words of Avudim Huyini, you'll find that there's some interesting details which need to be reconciled. When the Baal Agudah starts off, he speaks about the concept of avdus, which is the word avudemuini. And then afterwards, he changes the verb and he says, "Vaharai uni vunaini vunai vunaini meshibudim huyini lefara mitzray." Meshibud is a different word to avdus. Meshibud means like almost indebted. Avdus is lechayra slavery. Why would he not say meshibudim huyini lefara b'mitzrayim? Or finish off. And maintain the same verb throughout. What's the change? Next question is, how come we don't recite Hallel on Purim? On Purim, we just passed last week Purim, and it's a day where the whole of the nation of Klal Yisrael was redeemed from mamish mehashpit laharigid la'abed eskol ha'yidim. And they were saved. Isn't it the day where we should stand up after Davon Seyashik Chulim Mitzvoyse V'tzivuni Likroyse Halle? So, my Kasha, the Gemur asked this question. And the Gemur's got a couple of answers. One answer is that the Megillah is essentially a Halle, which the Rosh of the Gemur is Keri'usa, the reading of the Megillah, Zehu Hiluloi. This essentially is a pit is really establishes the Hallel, and therefore it's unnecessary to have a second one if just by reading the Megillah you read out Ahidim Vesu'er Vesimchus Vesum Vikor and you finish off the Megillah in this high note, which is the most beautiful lauding of the Rebbein Shloimeh. However, the second answer of the Gemara is different. That you cannot say Hallel on Purim. The reason is because Akata Avde the Achashvairash Anon. You want to know the truth? We are still slaves to Achashvairash. They are saying, are we really slaves? We're sitting here in Northwest 11. Persia and the Malchus has long hit the ground, and many others have risen since then. They don't appear so prolifically on the international map that we should think that we have to them some sort of appreciation. The answer is that there is and there was a lingering, almost distorted appreciation for that king. Because in the end of the day, who instructed Haman to be hung up? Achashvairash. Who redeemed Klal Yisrael and gave Bais Haman to Mordechai? Achashvairash. And therefore, who permitted through him the construction of the second Beis HaMikdash? Achashvairash. So Akate Avde the Achashvairash Anon essentially means that there is illusion of indebtedness. And that's the word Meshibudim. However, in Mitzrayim, the Rebbein Shloilem in the Torah said very, very clearly that the words there in the Pusik were Achakach, after Klal Yisrael leave the borders of Mitzrayim, Kulu, in English you would say, that will be the end of it. Gureish, Yegureish, Eschem Mizeh, he will push you out, he will expel you from there. And that means it's a clean cut severing of association and ties with Egypt. And the Rebbein Shloim demanded a conclusion of an era. And there you've got it. So therefore, Avudim in El Farab Mitzrayim, we were Take Avudim. But then, if we were not, and we didn't leave in this clear cut way, then that shibud, that indebtedness that he let us go, would have been ongoing. And that the Rebbein Shalom did not want. The Rebbein Shalom wanted that we should have left Mitzrayim with a goodbye, no golden handshakes, no thank yous, just leave and get out of this Memtes Sharetim. The story of the Chis Teruf, I read it in the introduction on his cipher on Busa Bechulo. He wrote an Hagdume of the things that he actually endured, only some of them, during the Holocaust. And he read that when he was there, I saw that when he was, Buchenwald was liberated, there was a little bit of a chaos at one stage, and people were running in all directions. And he too, the Chis Teruf, was one of them who fled. And he describes himself running through the fields of nearby on the outskirts of the camp, just to flee the inferno. And when he passed by in the rushes, in the high grass, he saw there a dead Gestapo, a dead SS with his full regalia, with his uniform. And he saw the man there, and he suddenly started to run for his life. And then after a few hundred yards, he, a man of the intelligence of Chisteruv, a brilliant man, asked himself the question, what are you running for? He was dead. Can't do anything to you anyway. So he writes there in the cipher, there you see the pachad, the moiridike fear that was instilled as a consequence of the shibut, of the avdus that went on in the camps, that even the regalia, the outfit, the uniform of an SS officer instilled such fear. When he was lying motionless and dead on the ground, he started to run, push it, because of the fear, the trauma that resided deep within him. And therefore we understand through that the concept of the difference of Avudim and Meshibudim. He was still, after liberation, under the influence of the German jackboot, even though the German was dead in the field. Which brings us to the Abu Bunim, which was associated yesterday, but looks like we're running out of time. We'll give it a bash. We'll start, because maybe they'll afford me another sequel, I don't know. Okay. Let's start it. The Abu Bunim starts off with the notion of Burich Hamukoim Burichi. Why the Rebbein Shalem is called Hamukoim is again a Shia on its own, but let's stay with the notion of Burich Hi Keneged Abu Ubunim Dibra Torah. For four sons and towards four sons, the Torah is expounding. Heilige Beis Yisrael said that, you know, that the Torah, remarkable as it is, actually associates, speaks to, reaches the ears and the heart of all four children. Even if one is a Chucham, one is a Rusha, one a Tam, one is Shein Yud Elisha. And you see that today, those people in outreach, as we heard yesterday, that the student who majored in philosophy and economics can sit down in a yeshiva like Eish HaTorah and gravitate towards Gemura in Buvu Kama, learn a sigya of Shor Shenugach HaSapuro, an ox which gores a cow, which doesn't belong to the era of Cadillacs and Oldsmobiles, and nevertheless he can find himself immersed in the sigya and excited and generated and invigorated by a sigya like that. And that's touch kenegedar bu bunim dibru teure, that the Torah reaches these people, and you see how they get excited in yeshiva like this. How does it relate to the world of 2025? And nevertheless, kenegedar bu bunim dibru teure, the Torah actually reaches them. And then you've got the famous question why it says every time the lushan of echot, echot chucham, echot rushu. Couldn't the Baraguda simply have said Buruch Hamukoi and Buruch Hi, and he would have said Keneged Abu Bunim Dibru Teure? Who are they? Chucham, Tam, Rushu, Shein Yedai Lishol, and he would have listed them. But then we know very, very importantly that there is the concept of Chanoi Chana Lefi Darkoi. The Echod means the exclusivity, the very oneness, the very uniqueness of every individual child demands that he should be mechanachim for what he needs to hear, the affection and the love that one might need, and more maybe admonishment of the other one. But they are no, how to say, uniform patterns with children that all of them receive the same chinuch. Chanoi chanana fidakoi means Echad chucham ve'echad rushu. Never forget the uniqueness of every individual child. Echad tam ve'echad shein yedai lishol. And at this point, unfortunately, we'll have to pause or stop.
We continue.
We continue. You have to speak to the moment.
Very nice. That's in the mood. Thank you. A brown and green. Beide items.